Welcome back to the show. We're diving into the text line now. Portable toilet and fence hire in Sydney. You've got to go to sbsfence.com.au. They are the best. They are the best in the business. There's no doubt about that. Just before we get to the text line, we've actually got a caller on the line. This is the judge. I'm a little bit concerned. Anyway, the judge is on the line. Hello, judge. You there, judge? Yeah.
Jimmy.
Yes, judge.
Mate. Why is everyone carrying on about Wayne Bennett coaching the Dolphins?
Why? Well, what do you?
I'll give you a bit of history here. When he was coaching the Broncos, what did he do? He won 6 premierships.
Yes.
And if you go through them Broncos sides, they were virtually the Australian sides.
Yeah, very strong. Lots of State of Origin players in there. Agree.
Yeah. And then he went to St George, who made 2 prelims and then bombed out. And then Bennett came in and he won him a comp.
Yeah.
Then he went to Newcastle.
Yes.
And him and that mining magnate, Nathan, they virtually stuffed Newcastle. Now,
yes,
he's gone back to the Broncos, took him to the grand final, they lost, went to South, took him to the grand final, they lost.
Right.
Now, what's all the big, and they call him the greatest coach in the history of the NRL.
Yep.
Well, I don't think so. I think Jack Gibson is still the best coach that the NRL, or whatever it was, ARL in them days, has ever seen.
Okay, all right. One of your best there, Coach K. We've got the judge on for that, okay, which basically was just a history lesson. And the outcome was, the question being asked, is Wayne Bennett the best coach of all time? Well, if you actually look at the strike rate, what was Jack Gibson won 5 premierships, but he did it within a 20-year span. So Craig Bellamy is close to that. Trent Robinson's on track. He's got 3 in 10. Bennett's got, 34 years of coaching and got 7. So the thing is, though, he's getting teams to grand finals and getting teams to prelims. And you know, that's an unbelievable effort to start with. So we've got to make mention of that. Sydney Racing's table tomorrow morning from 8 on 1170 SEN. Andrew Bensley and Michelle Bishop will be catching up with trainer Brad Widdop on the Invitation Runner Ice Bath, Rob Heathcote on the Randwick Runners Startantes and Emerald Kingdom, and Wagga trainer Tim Donnelly. So make sure you're tuning in for that one. All right, let's go into this right now. G'day, Jimmy. The biggest redemption story is Big George Foreman. He was the unpopular brooding heavyweight champion who the fans did not like in the early 70s. After getting KO'd by Ali in the Rumble in the Jungle, he retired and became a preacher. Embarked on a comeback in 1987 at the grand old age of 46. In 1995, he knocked out Michael Mora to regain the heavyweight crown 19 years after losing it. This time he was a jovial, engaging man who the whole world loved. No bigger redemption story than that in my eyes. Great nomination, Statsy from Freshwater. So that's a good one. Jimmy, the Bulldogs' potential spine for next year will be Dufty, Burton, Biondiodo and Jeremy Marshall, King or Cook. I don't think they'll be any worse than the Titans with a rookie 1-7, the Raiders unsettled, the Tigers nothing great without Dewey, the Cowboys average, the Dragons rookie 1-6 and an ageing 9, or the Warriors average halves and a 9. If Pierce leaves the Knights, I would add them into the mix as well. Also, there were no halves on the market other than Burton. I'm not saying it's easy to solve, Bulldog Bob, but I'm just saying it needs solving. Jimmy, the players that could have been undoubtedly Ben Bubb. Oh, this was yesterday, so left that in the system. Hey, Jimmy, Kev from Camden. Jason Stevens was in the Sharks under-21s team in 1992, the only time I've ever done a backflip. It's courtesy of a Steve-O tackle. Okay, Kev, he had unbelievable strength, Jason Stevens. Such a strong man. Sounds like you're on the wrong end of it, Kev. Hey, Jimmy, Kotrick to Parra to replace Fergo. Pierce to the Dogs. They need a halfback still. Thoughts, Tim the Toolman. Well, Tim, if I'm the Knights, I'm not releasing Mitch Pearce to go to the Dogs. I'm saying, well, if you want to go, Mitch, that's fine, but you're going to the south of France. You're not going to go to the Dogs. Redemption story, even though he blamed his mum, Shane Warne, Steve from Oatley, yeah, sort of. Daniel from Prairiewood. Jimmy, what's in a name? How many fans refer to the Warriors as New Zealand or the Roosters as Sydney? West Tigers play three games a year in the McCarthy region. Geography means very little. The Dolphins not having a geographical location associated with their name enables the franchise to attract new fans, members and sponsors outside of the Redcliffe-Moreton Bay region. The locals will still see the Dolphins as Redcliffe and support it. The benefit? It'll attract national support on an array of fronts by not isolating itself to a pocket in Queensland. Daniel from Prairiewood. I think that's a very good point. I think that's a very good point. Mick says, hey, Jimmy, great show as always. Thank you, Mick. What are your, you know, we say about compliments. Mitch Pearce to the Bulldogs, partnering Burton. The Dogs' back line would be delicious. Dufty, Kotrick, Naden, Shop, Addo-Carr, Burton, Pearce. How good. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks, Mick. Well, as I said, Mick, if the Knights release him to go to the Bulldogs, that's ridiculous. You just couldn't do that. Rough Red at Concord says, G'day Jimmy, good interview with Jared Mullen. Leads me to a thought. There must be so many players out there who don't quite make NRL level and don't play in the second tier, who stop playing. It's too hard with not much reward. I've always thought the NRL and the Australian Rugby League Commission could employ a swathe of these blokes and send one or two of them to each struggling country club, and by geez, there's heaps of them. And okay, it may not be that simple, but as a game, we need to rescue the CRL team somehow. Any other ideas? Rough Red, it's great in theory, but getting the right person for the right town at the right time makes it a little more difficult. Afternoon, Jimmy. I rate Momorowski. I still don't understand why the Tigers didn't want him, as he is class. Junior Smithy, well, the Roosters have got him for 3 years. So that's good news. We just don't know whether he's going to see out the contract. This will be one that brings a tear to your tricolour eyes. Jamie Soward, unwanted at the Roosters, comes full circle and brings the Dragons their first premiership in 31 years. Against his former team, Stu from Cronulla. Yeah, thanks, Stu. Did appreciate that. Jim, King Jong-un, captain coach five North Korean touring teams against the Poms and scored every point, and there were none against. He's a good player. 36 under with the golf. He won Keno twice in 1 week, and now he's captain coached the North Korean team five times to England and never lost a game to the Poms. He's a very good player. Very good. Jimmy, weren't the Newcastle Knights interested in Luke Brooks a few months ago when Mitchell Pearce rumours started leaving, first started? Maybe watch that space. Regards, BJ on the Central Coast. All right, well, there you've started something. Luke Brooks to the Newcastle Knights. Thank you, BJ. Hey, we better take a break. After the break, we're back. We're going to wrap things up for the week. And, of course, we're going to let you know what's coming up on Drive with Joel and Finchie. Make sure you stick around.